strong campaigning right here in our area this week in campaign 2012 from President Obama and Mitt Romney. Romney was in Springfield yesterday.
I'm not going to be cutting jobs from Virginia. I'm going to be adding jobs to Virginia.
And President Obama was campaigning yesterday in Virginia Beach.
The truth is, it's going to take a few more years to solve challenges that we're building up over decades. But I want everybody here to understand our problems can be solved.
Gwen Ifill joins us now. She's moderator of Washington Week. How you doing, Gwen?
I'm great.
Well, each of these gentlemen want to win Virginia.
And Ohio and Florida.
Exactly.
And this week, from all the polls that we've added up, no matter where you look, whether it's a Fox News poll or it's a Quinnipiac New York Times poll or a CBS poll, the one thing we know for sure is that Mitt Romney has been, at least for now, in this current snapshot, losing ground in all those states he needs to win. So it's been a very interesting week watching things solidify in advance of these debates.
Of course, now the debate's next week in Denver, the first one. Could Mitt Romney turn things around if he has a strong debate performance?
Anything could happen, even though I have to tell you this. I've been looking back recently at the last debates that people have had, the big debates we all remember, and they don't really change minds. What they do often is solidify what people were thinking, unless there's a huge mistake. I mean, the last debate I can think of that really changed an outcome was when Richard Nixon started swaying in front of John F. Kennedy in 1960. What's different this time, of course, is that a lot of folks are watching Mitt Romney and trying to figure out who he is. And this is yet another and a series of chances for Mitt Romney to reintroduce himself to people, to nag enough attention, because it's still a close race. Even if the president seems to have an edge right now, it's still a close race. So he could possibly at least get a chance to represent himself again.
And he needs to do that rather quickly, Gwen, because early voting has started in some states.
Early voting started in Iowa yesterday, starts in Ohio on Tuesday, and I think a third of the voters last time voted early, whether that's by absentee balloting, by just deciding to show up early. What's interesting, of course, is that a lot of these campaigns are trying to take advantage of it. They're sending, you know, emails and texts saying now, go vote now, especially the Obama campaign. They're trying to solidify their advantage now by getting people to cast their votes early.
You're in Missouri tonight for Washington Week, and one of the things you'll be focusing on is that interesting race for Senate between Claire McCaskill and Congressman Aiken.
You know, one of the things we like to do, as you guys know, is get out of Washington. Mm-hmm. I love Washington, but it's very nice to get out and talk to actual voters and find out what they're thinking. And we thought, okay, Missouri, heartland, traditionally a bellwether state, even though not so much in the presidential race this year. But that Senate, this Senate campaign here has gotten so interesting. Todd Aiken, the guy who said that women's bodies can shut down and therefore not get pregnant if they're raped, everybody wrote him off. All the Republicans wrote him off. All the Missouri Republicans wrote him off. But he's still out here punching away, running against Claire McCaskill. Some Democrats are frustrated. They think she hasn't punched back hard enough. But as I sit here in St. Louis and watch these television ads and watch these candidates out here, it's clear that this thing is not over.
All right. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26. Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you.